national broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be unto you. We thank God. We begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to God, the Lord keeper of all the worlds. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the prayers and the peace be on Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, the last of the prophets. And what follows of that traditional salute that all Muslims, over 1 billion Muslims on the earth, from all quarters of the earth, give to that prophet in tribute to him, in respect of him, respect for him, and appreciation for him. We ask the merciful Creator to increase the world population and all that is good. Relief to the sick, to the wounded, to the famished, to the families of victims of war, and to our personal friends and the leadership of the world who carry a great burden just by virtue of them accepting the responsibility of the office, and this extended to our president that I didn't vote for, but he is our president. And once we have a president, I forget all that I was displeased with, and I began looking at him all over afresh. So we support him wholeheartedly. And we ask God to strengthen him in all good things and to make him successful in the office for the next 4 years. Amen. We thank Allah, highly glorified as God, for our health, for our presence here at the first Sunday live radio broadcast. We are happy to say that it's going well. That is, the effort to get more stations for this live broadcast, headed up by my old friend and co-worker, who is here with us today, and who was worried because I was late getting here. I should have been here at 3 o'clock, or actually a few minutes before three o'clock. I want to mention some of these stations. I believe I have the complete list here. We have WNWR 1540 AM on the dial. I won't call the city. Those in the audience, they know the city that they're in. WNSW 1430 AM. WGPL 1050 AM. WDMV 580 AM, KCOH 1430 AM, and WRAG 590 AM, WGRM, I don't have the number on the dial, and that's Greenwood, Mississippi, KMLB 1680 AM, WJMG 92.1 FM, and KTYM, I don't know how to have it, whether it's AM or FM, WBOK, and again, I don't have the number on the dial. But we are grateful to Allah and grateful to the persons beginning with Brother Rafa Muhammad, S. Muhammad, Rafa Shamsuddin Muhammad, and to all of those who are working with him in these various places, mostly in the South here, to have more stations for this live broadcast. We're grateful to the stations for accepting us, and we thank God again for all, and we trust Him for all good endeavors. The outcome of all good endeavors, we trust God. We say Allah, our Quranic name, the Quranic name, Arabic name, Quranic Arabic name for God. The one Lord who created us and everything that exists. All human beings, all living things, and all things of the inanimate world, the non-living world, skies, earth, and all. We have but one Creator who is responsible for everything that comes to us of good. And we are told in our scriptures that if any bad come to us, it's not God that wished that or wants that for us. It is our own doings that bring on bad things. Even deformities that we have, we call birth defects. Science has proven now that a lot of what believe was in charge to Mother Nature is not to be charged to Mother Nature, but to the abusers, those who abuse Mother Nature. Yes. Social anthropologist Margaret Mead said, I quote, "A few devoted individuals can change the world. Moreover, that is the only way it was ever done," she said. So have faith. Have faith in a few people who are decent, sincere, determined, truthful, truth-seeking, and interested in the whole that God gives us for our life and for our environment. The whole for the environment is the whole universe, everything you can imagine that is in existence, up there and down here, everywhere. And the whole for our life means the whole family of human beings, and it means the whole interest that God created us for. God created us for the whole interest that human beings have, not just for part of it. We won't accept just to be invited to a religion that offers us something for our spirit and nothing for our home life and our neighborhood life. It has to offer us both that is of the spirit and that is of the objective world or the material world that we live in. And God has created a material body we call our flesh. And we don't realize the spirit until we have a body for it to dwell in. So we have to be caring about our physical bodies, about our physical health, and about situating ourselves in a comfortable situation where we won't have to suffer and won't have to have our children suffer, because parents suffer more because their children suffer than they suffer because they suffer. The suffering of our children is much harder on us than our own suffering. God has made us very special life, very special life, the human life. If we can look through the fog or the smoke, we can see special leaders in the world now as never before in the history of mankind. We can see them supported by a small cadre of devoted believers, keeping the faith, holding fast, and serving the making of a better world. All of us want a better world. And even in the times when we thought our world perhaps was forgotten, we couldn't see them, but there were good people working to have a better world. There is always good people working for us to have a better world. They are working at all times. I didn't realize before I became a leader, I was born in the African-American poor quarters of the black neighborhood, or African-American neighborhood, came up as a boy, knew the people on my block, some of them, not all of them, and didn't know what was beyond that area that we lived in, the corner store. Went there occasionally to a vacant lot to play or something. My world was very small. But because of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad being supported by very sincere and devoted people, his work grew, and it grew so big that when I became of age to assist him in that work and became a minister, I had support from a big congregation of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the interest had grew bigger. And, I had the opportunity to go to different states of these United States and see these parts. And before the passing of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had also attracted people abroad, outside of the United States, and he had also interest outside of the United States. So I had a chance to go outside of the United States, and since I've been leader selected by you all, or supported by you all, I have traveled in many places in the world to different countries, and this is a blessing to have the special opportunities given me. And these special opportunities that I enjoy, if I'm a true leader, I'm going to look at them and see what can I get out of this freedom and this travel, this wide travel that I have, to benefit those who support me and make it possible for me to go to these places. I should never benefit from anything that your support gives me or makes possible for me without looking first to see how can the congregation, the following, benefit from what I'm able to do or to reach or to witness. Even if I witness something, maybe it's not the travel itself, but just witnessing something abroad sometimes enriches my mind and bring to my mind that I can use to improve life for us, not for me, but for us. So I do that. I'm not the only one. I'm a member of the World Conference of Religion and Peace, organization that is international, have a lot of leaders, so many leaders, that I was sharing the presidency here in the United States with about one or two persons, a wonderful lady and a gentleman, and then they decided to make me an international president. Now I'm an international president of the World Conference of Religions for Peace, you know. And this, yes, and for a little boy that said is you, and I ain't studying you, in that little neighborhood I came up in, that's quite an accomplishment. And it only could be made by me embracing something bigger than my life, and bigger than my life as a race, bigger than all the human family, as big and bigger than the universe itself. And how do I know that? I'm speaking to Christians and Muslims and whoever listening, so I wouldn't disrespect any of you in my listening audience. My interest is in you as much as it is in any one of us. And Solomon says in the Bible, he says, I'm building a temple. Solomon built a temple. You Christians who are Christians, in church, I'm sure you know of Solomon, King Solomon. We can know God is bigger. And really, you know, if we just use a little common sense and don't strain our minds too much, you strain your mind too much when you're looking for knowledge. Don't look for knowledge, look for understanding. And then you find knowledge. Yes. The Bible says, above all, get an understanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, when you look at the human person, and you see, like you, some of you are looking at me in this audience right now, and you see me, you see the figure, you see what the camera can show somebody. and there might be somebody snapping my picture before I leave here today. And the camera shows my physical body with my clothes on and everything. But is that really me? Am I really housed here in what you're looking at? No. I live in the universe. As far as your thoughts can go, that's where you live. Yeah. Man is made spiritual, and man is made of energy. Energy. And our spirit and our energy goes far beyond our physical bodies. Wherever your concern is, that's where you are. If your concern is to look at the moon and study the moon, that's where you are. Your mind has traveled to the moon, even though your body is still here. Yes. So don't think of yourself in a little small area of a human body. Think of yourself in the dimensions that God created for you, and those dimensions are the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth. Wherever your mind can go with your interests or with your concerns, that's where you are. And we say that, we know that, it's common language for people, you know. Oh, say, he ain't here. I know who he's thinking about. He's thinking about his wife. He's at home with his wife. He's not even with us, you know. So we know when somebody's mind is absent, they're not with us. The mind is somewhere else. And I guess that's the problem with us nowadays. We can't keep our mind at home. We got to build a life at home. Family is very, very important. You lose a sense of family, you lose everything. You lose a sense of family, you become the subjects of the devil, the victims of Satan in Christianity. Yeah? You lose a sense of family, you become the victims for Satan. He gets you. Oh, they don't care about each other. Time for me to go get my people. And he will get you. Yes, he will. And we have to manage our time, you know. We have to take seriously time. You have time on the job. If you don't have a job, you still got time. So plan your time. Plan to use your time. If you don't plan to use your time, the devil has something out there to occupy you. And the devil will be managing your time for you. You'll find yourself scattered all about everywhere, you know, and doing everything with no plan, no consistent constitution for your life. If you want your life to be together and together in some form that makes sense throughout, then you have to devote yourself to that is good for human life and for human family life. And that's what God wants for us. God gives us religion, and the first thing God tells us about is our beginning on this earth. And he tells us we begin from a father of all of us, of all human beings. The name is given Adam, both in Islam and in Christianity and in Judaism. The name of that father, that common father, is Adam, the first father. So he shows us right away family, that you are a family of people that I made, that I created, that I made, to give us an understanding that family is important. And in the book of God, in the Quran, and I'm pretty sure it's in the Bible too, God says family has first rights in the book of God. Family has first rights in the book of God. We study the present time, and we see that it's changing a little bit in the election of the new leaders for our government, for this country, tells us that there is a change taking place. And this change is a movement from selfish needs and selfish appetites to family interests and to moral life. Yes, the election has established that there's a change taking place for the voters throughout the United States of America. And this, they are interested in family life, they are interested in moral life. And they are selecting leaders that they think will, their leader, they think will best respect their families and their moral life. And there are some other concerns too, but leading is family and moral life. And isn't that where we get moral life at home? That's where it starts. Mama gives it to us. Mama began to sensitize us for moral life, clean us up. She cleans us physically, and she wants us to be clean spiritually, inside. And that's the beginning of moral life. And if you lose it there, most likely you're going to lose it in the public. When families start losing moral life, pretty soon the public loses it. Because those people who are greedy for dollars and don't care whether you are morally dead or morally alive, when they see you losing moral life, then they come at you with stuff appealing to your dead side. And they begin to sell a lot of things that human beings would reject. They begin to appeal with you with a lot of dress styles that a decent congregation would reject. And they begin to sell those things. So when we leave the life that God created us for, we make big business for the followers of Satan, or the followers of Shaitan, as we call them in our religion. Yes. So have faith that the world has always had in it a few well-meaning individuals supporting the person that they have faith in, and they are scattered all about all over the world. They're not just in one part of the world. They're all over the world, and they are working for good. And wherever they're working, God's angels are also working with them. This particular address on this first Sunday will be addressing our passions. Our passions. Or simply put, our appetites. Our appetites. When we look at the story of trouble for human beings, it begins in the life of that first father called Adam. He was put in the garden, and he was lonesome. He needed a mate. So God created a mate from himself, or from his soul, his nafs, called soul in the Quranic Arabic language, is his soul. So from his soul, a mate was created for him, meaning that the woman is of the same nature as the man's soul. Her soul is of the same nature as the man's soul. And so he gave us wives, or mates, having the same beautiful nature that God created for our souls. They have the same. And actually, it's one soul that became two. There was nafsin wahida, meaning it was one soul, and he created from it, khalaqa minha zawjaha. He created from it, the one soul, is made. So actually God is saying with this description, maybe called Genesis, a description like that that you find in Genesis for the beginning of human being. When he says one man and woman are of one and the same soul, he is saying that we are spiritually and emotionally the same. Spiritually and emotionally the same. And then he goes on to educate the receiver of revelation, Muhammad that is, in the Quran, and he explains that even your intelligence is seated in your soul. Your intelligence is seated in your soul. He describes the soul as having fujur, component called fujur, and he describes the soul as having a component called taqwa. Taqwa, taqwaha wa fujuraha. It's taqwa and it's fujur. Now, they are both originally with the soul. They come in the constitution or the makeup of the human soul as God makes it. It's there. It's an ingredient. It's two major ingredients in the soul, just taqwa and fujur. So the essence, taqwa, is referring to the nature in our mind and in our life to respect things that suggest to us we should respect those things. And that respect is first there for the Creator who made us, whether we are conscious of it or not. It's naturally in us for Creator. And God says, "Taqullah wal arham." God says, and have this taqwa for God, and have this taqwa for close family ties. That is mama, daddy, children, sons and daughters, uncles, aunts, all these close family ties. Have the same taqwa for the family ties. So, look, Muslims or any person of faith that have similar teachings to this that I'm giving you from our source, the Quran, we are breaking a major rule. We are committing a major sin when we let our families break up and don't care where the members are going. We have to care. And some of us still have the good nature. We shed tears when they don't know it. They're out somewhere and forgot about us, but we at home shedding tears. We don't like that situation. It hurts us, it's painful. Don't know where our sons are, don't know where our daughters are. Sometimes we don't know where the wife is, we don't know where the husband is. It's painful. And the world today makes it so they can leave and not care, not feel guilty. Because the appeal is not to families, the appeal is to individuals. Coming from media, coming from entertainment media, coming from theaters, coming all from all these places, the culture has turned to be a culture that feeds weaknesses rather than a culture that supports strength. Yes, the Pope of Rome, John Paul II, he describes it as a culture of death. Culture of death. Our popular culture that we have now, coming from media. Now, we know media is not all bad. No, we have good coming from the media, too. But the bad is so abundant and so widespread that you can hardly think of the good while suffering the bad.
No. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call our right. Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 178-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.